The Australian government is deeply committed to the United Nations Women, Peace and Security agenda, working with other governments and civil society representatives from around the world to deliver better outcomes for women and girls in conflict and post-conflict settings. The Australian National Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security, 2012 to 2018, was released on International Women's Day on the 8th of March in 2012. I will now pass on to my colleague, Ms. Bronwyn-Field, from our Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, who will speak on Indigenous issues.
Thank you. Amongst others, Mexico, Rwanda, Malaysia, Morocco, Iraq, Peru, and the Republic of Korea for their recommendations concerning Indigenous issues within Australia. Australia is proud of its Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage, and Australian governments are committed to ensuring our Indigenous people's human rights are fulfilled. We have come a long way, and we continue on this journey. Indigenous Australians make up approximately 3% of Australia's population. Australia is committed to closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. Thank you to Slovenia and Spain for questions in advance on these efforts. Australian governments accept this challenge and are working in partnership with Indigenous people to address it. The government has set three clear priorities to improve the lives of Indigenous Australians: ensuring Indigenous children go to school and get a good education, improving participation in employment and other meaningful activities, creating economic development opportunities, and working in partnership with Indigenous Australians to make communities safer. We thank Mexico for its question on processes for consulting Indigenous Australians on actions that affect them. The government is committed to building a partnership with Australia's Indigenous people. A new regional network has been established within the Prime Minister's Department that allow officials to work directly with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities on the ground. The government also engages directly with individuals, families and businesses from many different departments in Indigenous communities across Australia. The Indigenous Advisory Council provides advice to the Prime Minister and the Minister for Indigenous Affairs on a broad range of issues. Australian governments engage with Indigenous Australians through a wide range of mechanisms. We thank the United Kingdom for its question regarding access of Indigenous Australians to health services, education and employment. The Indigenous Advancement Strategy commenced on 1 July 2014. The government reconfirmed its $4.9 billion investment over 4 years under the IAS in its 2015-16 budget. More than 150 individual programs and activities have been consolidated into 5 programs: jobs, land and the economy, children and schooling, safety and wellbeing, culture and capability, and remote Australia strategies. We thank Slovenia for its question in advance on education in remote communities. The 2014 Remote School Attendance Strategy is being implemented as a partnership between communities and schools in 73 schools across 69 remote communities. We have seen improved attendance rates and greater Indigenous community engagement and ownership. The government is working to see how this can be strengthened, improved and sustained into the future. Overall attendance rates rose by around 3 percentage points in RSAS schools across the Northern Territory and Queensland between mid-2013 and mid-2015. The Australian government also funds the AB Study Scheme, which helps secondary and tertiary students from remote areas to access education opportunities if they need to study away from home. The government has also reshaped the Australia's Indigenous employment programs. Since September 2013, jobs programs administered by the Prime Minister's Department have provided more than 33,700 employment placements for Indigenous Australians. An Indigenous employment target of 3% by 2018 has been set for the Commonwealth public sector, equivalent to around 9,270 jobs. We are also